Welcome friends, this is the International HRM, the course on International HRM, and we are talking about International Compensation Management. As you are aware that expat management is a very important aspect, is how do you manage the compensation. Now this chapter, what we will try to understand is the how to manage international compensation and what are the challenges in managing international compensation, okay. And at the same time, when we talk about the compensation, is it only a matter of money or there is something else? Can we really look something beyond the money factor when we talk about the international compensation? Now, when we talk about international compensation, there are various dimensions, various factors. As we understand that the expat, the need of expat is arise out of business need. So there is a business demand, that business calls for people with certain expertise. And we need to look at that. When there is a such call, you also, as an organization, we need to look at the economical viability. And while talking about the economical viability, there are other factors we need to look at when we design the international compensation. Now, in present days, I mean, there are various challenges what the companies face, and sometimes they need to go beyond the conventional way of managing the compensation. There are certain issues which are more like a time specific or which are more like a situation specific. Now, for example, in this earlier slide, you must have seen that the Panasonic, the Japanese electronic giant Panasonic, has to They had gone to introduce the specific allowance for environment. So whole idea is that, you know, if your employees are exposed to a dangerous climate, you need to really compensate them. You need to equip them to protect themselves. So this pollution allowance, this is something like a new thing, which probably, and not necessarily the all companies, those people who really work in China. I think this Japanese company have to introduce this allowance. So these are the situations, such kind of situations you need to deal with when we talk about expat compensation. It could be a nation specific, it could be like a situation specific, or it could be like a very skill specific situations. Now, compensation is used for various reasons. The first and most important aspect of compensation is that if you want people, I mean, you just can't get the talent without having a proper compensation, particularly when you are hiring in a global space. So you need to have a compensation which is competitive, which is enough, attractive enough to have the talent from the competitive market, correct? And when you have this compensation, people also need to experience the compensation which is realistic, which is rewarding. Now, that's where I think if you look at the compensation is used to recruit and retain qualified employees, increase or maintain morale and satisfaction, because the work of compensation, it is not only to have a salary, but what's more important is that the compensation should continue encourage people, compensation should really make people satisfied, and that's the core purpose of the compensation. And of course it goes further, how to get a reward from the compensation. Now, if employee do not find rewarding, what is the possible natural outcome is that you may lose the employee, correct? And while doing that, I think another important aspect is that you also need to look at the parity and the balance between the peers, between the among the entire team, because when you design the compensation package, it is not only for the one person, you also need to have a relevance of organization. The moment people feel that there is a unfair and fairness while implementing the compensation policy. So you are motivating one person, at the same time you are demotivating the many others. So that's the major probably the task or the responsibility or challenge while designing the very competitive compensation policy. So finally, it should not really turn around, it should not also cause a attrition, employee attrition. When you say the turnover, reduced turnover is employee turnover. So we also need to look at that compensation package. The scientific design should help to reduce employee turnover. Now compensation is based on various factors. Now the most important factor is that, as I said, that definitely you need to look at the market. You need to look at the international market, the market which is enough probably to attract the best talent in the industry. So that's an important factor. At the same time, you also need to look at the particular role and how that role is going to contribute to the organization. If there is a contribution, your compensation shouldn't be in reverse proportion. If the compensation is attractive enough, it should also have the equal value for the contribution. Now, many organizations have a different theories. Probably sometimes the organizations have a very clear cut set out guidelines for the compensation, and it doesn't matter who is the person, because if the system is there, I think anyone you identify for that position, that person is entitled for the certain compensation. There is another way of doing it, that if the position is unique, probably it could be like a one-on-one negotiations with the employee and try to understand the expectations, and based on that you design the compensation. Compensation responsibilities of any HR managers. Now here you also need to understand that as a HR manager, what is more important is that when you attract individual from various from the job market, it is your responsibility to really meet the expectation of the individual. Now if the expectations are not met, you are likely to lose the candidate. Now while doing this compensation, I think what is most important, you need to have a very organization wide perspective, because you can't have an isolated view. What will happen if there is an ad hoc approach in compensation? Probably it will demoralize many other employees, because people will not find consistency in your approach. Now compensation package, what are the factors? Compensation package is, as I said, that mainly expect salaries typically are set according to the base pay of home countries, because base pay is a critical factor for the compensation. Now base pay also varies from country to country. Many times the companies go and they try to design a base pay with a combination of the parent company and as well as the host country. So you can have the base pay in two aspects. Then definitely there is an indirect part. Along with the base pay, you also offer various benefits to the employee. Now the benefits which you offer to employees who are in the particular nation, probably there could be addition of benefit to the expat, because what you do is that you try to take care of contingencies, you try to take care of the extra risk taking by the expat. At the same time, there are certain specific needs of the expat compensation. You have an additional expense for the school, you have additional cost for the housing, you have additional cost for the relocation. So all those aspects probably you need to address while designing the benefit package for the expats. Now, if this benefit package also includes sometimes the benefits which are relevant to the particular nation. Many times it happens that you are deputing a person from one country to another country, but you also need to look at that, what are the cultural aspects, what are the customs, habits. Now, if you are deputing someone from developing country to a developed country, probably there the expat may have to go for a join as a different clubs. The club association, professional association. So probably you need to take that cost so that the employee whom you are deputing shouldn't feel inferior or shouldn't feel that you isolated in a new country. Now, then there is other factor that you need to have a provision of different allowances. Now, these allowances again varies from company to company, but normally these allowances are mainly, the nature of allowances are that these allowances remains with the employees, or the employees are entitled to receive those allowances as long as that person, you are in that job, you are in that role. And the moment you are moved from that role, so there could be a change of the allowances. Now, the other important aspect is that, you know, you have fixed salary or base salary. You also have a component of the benefits, various allowances, and then subsequently it comes to the incentive. Now, incentive is a very critical factor, because you also need to look at the incentive structure. While giving the incentive, you need to look at the incentive, a prevailing incentive in a particular country. Now, this incentive to the expat and incentive to the people existing in that country shouldn't have a contradictory message. But finally, what we have seen that, you know, that while giving the incentive, you also need to have very objective assessment methods to assess the performance. So finally, the principle is that, you know, pay for the performance. And how you will pay for the performance unless you have very objective assessment tool. Now, over a period of time, the organizations have gone very aggressively to give the incentive. Because what finally people say that, okay, we really, it means the result is most important. If there is a result, we don't mind to share the reward. Now, there is another approach is that you make a one-time payment, or which is known as a lump sum. Now, one-time payment, there are certain advantages. When you make a one-time payment, the expat or the employee is well aware that this payment is made to him at one time. It's a one time. There is no recurrency of that payment. Now, the moment the job is over, the role is over, that one-time payment responsibility also doesn't remain with the organization. Now, foreign service hardship premium, I think this already we have covered when we talk about the various risks the expat takes, and there has to be compensation in various aspects, in form of various allowances, in form of various payment, so that the expat is well taken care of. Weak in the host country. Now, I'll tell you, other than this compensation, there are other benefits or work conditions that also matters. Sometimes you will find the average working hours varies from country to country. I mean, it is as low as 30 hours in Europe now in few developed countries, and as high as even 48 or 60 hours in developing countries. So you also need to look at when we talk about the expat, how are you taking care of the expat's working conditions in the particular country. Now, it comes to the long-term benefit. Now, when we talk about the base salary, allowances, benefits, incentive, and over and above, there is also another component which is long-term benefit. Now, what is the need of long-term benefit? Long-term benefits talks about the engagement of the employee for at least 3 to 5 years. That's the span company look forward. If you like to have this kind of association with the employees, you also need to look at the long-term benefits. And very popular option for long-term benefit is like employee stock options. So you have employee stock options, or you have very restrictive stock options, or you allow employee to purchase the stocks, so employee stock purchase scheme. So I think there are various options available, and this employee ESOP or employee stock option very popular in the organization. Finally, this scheme helps people to build the asset, and when there is a feeling among the employees that, okay, I take up this role and I deliver, and when I deliver this, I am paid, I am compensated for my today's work, I am compensated for my year-long work through incentive, and I am also compensated for my long-term loyalty to the organization through the long-term benefits such as ESOP. Taxes. Taxes is also a critical factor, because finally, what compensation you design, what ultimately matters is how much the actual benefit to the employees. Now, if the tax structure is very adverse, probably the uniform compensation structure will end up getting a very lowest benefit or say minimum benefit to the employees. So, you need to look at what is the tax structure, company to company, or an organization, or nation to nation, and how you are dealing with the tax structure. Now, when there is a combination of home pay or home based pay, so the employee also need to pay tax in both the countries. So, you also need to look at it as a HR manager, need to look at what is the tax implication before we freeze the compensation package. Now, let's talk about the compensation philosophy. Now, compensation philosophy means for that while designing the compensation, what is the basis? What is your organization ethos? What are the organization values? How you are looking at? Is it a one-time deal with the employee or are you looking for a long-term association of the organization? Now, many times you'll find that companies really go for various approaches. So, one approach is that contingency theory. Contingency theory is something like organization feels that there is a very acute need at this moment. Let me address this need. And for this, addressing this need, which is very critical for the business, I am ready to pay premium. So, this comes out of the contingency theory that this is a need, very pressing need, and I am paying extra premium. Okay, I am ready to make this compensation. Although, knowingly that this compensation may probably disturb few other employees. But that's a very known calculated risk the organization takes and go for this designing the compensation for a certain person. Now, if you look for, there is another approach is a resource-based theory. That is, you need to look at the employee. So, try to understand the employee profile, employee contribution, what is the our commitment, as an organization commitment for the career aspiration. So, from that perspective, it's a completely focused on the employee commitment and at the same time the employee potential. Of course, it is definitely in context of the organization need. So, this approach is known as a resource-based approach. So, it is more long-lasting and of course, this approach organization if they take it definitely helps people keep the moral of the employees intact. The other approach is agency theory. Agency theory here is like, you know, within the organization is more like the provider and the giver supplier relationship. It's like that, you know, the parent company, they put expat to the host country and the host country becomes an agency. And there is a contractual agreement that, you know, we as a host country says that, okay, we can pay this price for this expertise. And based on this understanding, the compensation is decided. Now, other, of course, this very rational part is that equity theory. Now, equity theory is something which is based on the equilibrium. The people look at that, what is the parity across the organization, and based on that parity you design the compensation package, which is a more rational approach as far as international compensation package is concerned. Now, compensation strategy, the other compensation strategy, it's again based on the nation specific, it could be based on the region specific, or it can be like a subsidiary specific. If you have a certain subsidiary in a particular country, so you have that base for the designing compensation package. Now, national culture base, as I think it is what we need to look at, as I said, that each nation's culture, it is the history and the prevailing compensation, based on that you design your compensation. Organization culture base. Now, certain organizations has a unique identity in terms of the compensation design. The organization decides, organization says that, okay, our compensation structure is based on certain values. So, it has certain character to the compensation and they like to continue this character across all the compensation package, including the expat compensation. Now, if you look at Hewlett Packard and Microsoft, both compete vigorously for software engineers. Yet, each company exhibits a different corporate culture, signaled by a reinforcement in their respective compensation system. There are organizations who say that okay, we don't want to be a best paymaster. We like to pay at below the market, but our work culture is extremely good. We like to give a very good experience to the employees. Work environment is good. So let people choose us over a monetary compensation. We may not be the best employer in terms of the paying highest salary, but we are the best employer while giving the right environment to the employees. Now there are different approaches, like say traditional and strategic. So as I said, you know, it's you can move from balance sheet approach to have a more global mindset. You can have, instead of having focus on the differences among nations, rather than leverage differences within the nations, how you can leverage differences within the nations. It's not a focus on only national culture, but try to develop your own unique organization culture, correct? And instead of having only the focus on the compensation, have a focus on total value what you get or what you offer to the employee as a package. Now, other aspect is that, what is the flexibility? As an organization, are we flexible enough to make corrections in the compensation? So that matters a lot. When if you are not flexible, if you are very rigid, so your compensation may become outdated. So this flexibility plays a very important role, and particularly when here this diagram shows that the total remuneration is focused on all the perks, benefits and the base salary what you get, whereas the total value of employment, it focuses not only your salary or compensation package, but also the kind of security you have out of your role, the recognition what you receive from this role, okay, and what are your personal growth, professional growth. So if you look at the entire package, it becomes a total value of employment, and that's very critical skill for an organization to communicate this total value of employment to the employees. Now, if you look at it, there is a growing realization that focusing only on the financial form of compensation may create a transactional relationship. Whereas, and as we said, you know, to start with this presentation, that we need to go beyond the financial compensation. So can we really develop emotional connect with the employees? Can we develop more growth oriented relationship with the employees? And like say, it's like a mutual growth and mutual return. So this flexibility will really help refine the compensation strategy. Flexibility, choice and managing risk form essence of this thinking. It begins by viewing the employment relationship as an exchange. So again, there is an emphasis on, let's not only look at only financial part of the compensation, but look at more the non-financial aspect of compensation and show that flexibility.